Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
To lose a mind, if I had to touch feeling, I would lose my soul the way I do. I don't have to think, I only have to do it. The results are always perfect, but that's old news. Would you like to hear my voice? Sprinkle with emotion, then hit your bird.
Oh my God,
I can't see.
I don't even want to stop this one. It's Nirvana, Unplugged in New York, singing "Oh Me." Here, just move on it one more second.
Formulate affinity, store deep inside.
How are you guys? What a way to start the show. God, that song's amazing. And when I found it to play tonight, I remembered I was there. I was at that Unplugged with Nirvana at rehearsal in the golden days of the 90s, the early 90s, I think probably like 94.
That's when it was.
And my friends, we all came up together as production assistants, and everybody was working on these things. So they'd call up and go, hey, the guys, Nirvana, who had just been on Letterman, they're over here. They're doing an Unplugged session. Come by for rehearsal. And we would just sit in the audience and watch these guys jam or the Beastie Boys jam. It was just the best. The best!
Did you have a sweater on in that show?
I'm going to turn up Zuckerman's mic. He's busy blabbering over there.
Blithering.
Did he have a sweater on in that show?
That was the sweater show, dumbhead, with a cigarette.
Anyway.
It was a great show.
Welcome to Spike's Car Radio. Those guys were really cool, yeah. They were really fun to have on the many shows that we saw them on. I'm just going to pull up my rundown here. There's a lot to talk about tonight. We're in Baldwin Hills. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Hey.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to my Irish brethren. Oh, potatoes for all of you. Spike Donovan Ferriston here.
Michael Spike Donovan.
I didn't even have it on my rundown that it was St. Patrick's Day. It's not real. I mean, I guess I used to use just as an excuse to get drunk, right? And yeah, you just go, hey, I'm celebrating my heritage. But
did you ever need an excuse to get drunk?
Nope.
Though? I just kind of got drunk.
It was a night to go to Molly Malone's, to Barney's Beanery, to Bergen's, and
Bergen's.
And behave even more like a lout than
not
usual.
Not really. Don't. I mean, it was also a night to avoid being on the street in New York.
It's
just madness.
Yeah. New York was terrible.
Boston's fun. St. Patrick's Day, Boston, good time.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it every non-Irish?
If you're gonna get beat up, in a city, Boston's the place to do it. Get your ass kicked on a great day,
fucker.
Kicking Spike's ass, fucking Donovan's.
Pieces of shit. They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing right, the Donovans.
Wicked fuckers.
Those fucking assholes. Your brother's a cop? Well, fuck him too.
Welcome to my life. We really do have tons and tons of things to talk about.
I can't wait.
And I don't even know where to begin here. And well, first here, let's start here, because this is relevant to what you and I were talking about just a few weeks back. Sebring is happening right now.
Right now.
And I have the first race results.
Okay.
Do you know them?
No, I've been on an airplane.
Okay. And I believe this is the big class. What is it?
LMHD.
Two?
No, there's, boy, you would ask that.
Well, there's people LMH. Are already saying neither of us know anything about racing.
I know a little bit.
They're kind of right. But here are the results. Hypercar.
Hypercar class.
Hypercar yes. class.
That's LMH.
Okay, here we go.
H is for hypercar.
Toyota takes the first two spots.
Ooh.
Followed by Ferrari. Followed by the number two Cadillac car.
With Scott Dixon in it?
I don't know.
Okay.
This was just sent in by one of the listeners a minute ago. Followed by the two Porsches, number five and number six.
No, good thing our bet was Le Mans, or you'd have to give me $100 right now.
I know. But this is the warm-up for Le Mans.
Oh, yeah.
This has got those cars racing there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is what I hope is their bad rehearsal. They're like bad dress rehearsal, great race rehearsal.
That's crazy for
But
Ferrari.
It's encouraging news for you.
It is. But that's great. That Ferrari hasn't been in this type of racing for 50 years.
They, at least today, and I don't know, why would they be racing on Friday night? Why wouldn't they race Sunday?
Is that the full race or the practice? I think it's qualifying is what you're looking at. I don't think the race
This is just
yet.
A picture. It's out of context.
Yeah, I think that's just qualifying.
No, it says race results.
Or maybe there's another one. What do I know?
Here you go. DNF. One DNF. Glickenhaus.
Oh, I like Glickenhaus.
Glickenhaus.
I root for Glickenhaus.
I don't.
Don't take a glick in your pants.
Huh?
I like Glickenhaus.
I don't know Glickenhaus.
He's a real weirdo, and he's taking on
That's the Ferrari. Part I'm having a little problem. I'm going to take on Glickenhaus. Will defeat Ferrari. I don't think so. You're talking about Ferrari here, Glickenhaus.
I mean,
and by the way, do we really want the name Glickenhaus to go down in history? No, we don't.
The cars are great.
What
the
you're thinking is, great. My friend, Stop. Hitler's original name was Glickengruber.
But I know Ferrari did not embrace him, but they don't embrace anybody. But come on. Either come up with a better name for your racing team or get out of the race. That's
well,
what
he's
I
had
Glickenhaus.
Success. You know, he did the Baja
1000. Hey, Johnny, when are you going to get off Glickenhaus's crank?
Never.
Seriously.
I love him. He won the Baja 1000. He kicked Ford's ass.
No one cares, Johnny.
Wow.
Anyway, I brought
Some
that up.
Care.
Dead.
I brought that up only that it's encouraging to you and your bet.
Yes.
And now you've got... You've got some good signs here that Cadillac's competitive.
I'm going to buy a $100 cigar.
Is that the bet?
It's $100, yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. I have some good car news. And I don't know if I told you guys this, but I went out to my car Thursday morning. My truck, the Defender, got into it and then couldn't turn the wheel.
Yes, you did
couldn't
tell me
turn
that.
The steering wheel.
You texted me.
And I went, what? What's going on? And there was a little warning sign on the dash display that said emergency steering will not work. And I thought, well, I don't need the emergency steering. I need the actual steering.
I think they forgot the punctuation. Emergency.
The
period.
Truck had been running completely fine. I'd been hearing a weird whiny noise in it, right? Like just every once in a while. I said to the kids, "Do you hear that?" They go, "We don't hear anything." It was going like that when I turned the wheel or something. But you get this has never happened to me before. I'm always happy when I have a car thing that's never happened. And I tried to turn the wheel. I thought I'll still get myself to the gym. Forget it. I wasn't getting out of the driveway. And called up Dean, called up Hovick at Van Nuys, Galpin, my guys who take care of this. They said, is it drivable? Can you bring it here? I said, it's totally drivable. It's just not steerable. I will crash. And I really would. It was impossible to turn the wheel. And they just sent an 800 number. It was the Land Rover roadside assistance.
Yep.
Lovely. In 30 minutes, they had the truck on a flatbed. They said, where do you want to bring it? Santa Monica's the closest. I said, I got to bring it to Hovick at Galpin. They go, no problem.
Whoa.
They drive it there.
They're used to this.
They text to me, it's here. The driver did. The driver had no idea who I was.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. That's
the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Hovick, who this is the guy that took care of the rack and took care of all this stuff in Galpin. That's why I'm saying Galpin a lot. Galpin, Van Nuys, Land Rover. Go there. He goes, we're on it right now. Try to turn it around. I said, there's a piece of trim falling off the right front fender. He goes, well, we're not going to be able to do that today. I go, it's okay. Keep it. I'll go steal one of Zuckerman's cars. The next morning, he calls up. He goes, loose wire. He goes, it wasn't even loose. Steering is fine. It just had to be tightened up to the power steering pump. Works perfectly now.
That's great.
I go, was that funny whining sound? He goes, nope. What funny whining sound? I go, never mind. Just get the damn thing back. He goes, we're getting your little fender trim. Sent it back. All warrantied. All perfect. I'm driving it right now. How nice is that?
That's good.
That's remarkable. A good experience, right?
It's a remarkable experience. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
You know, I had that on the Rivian. The power steering went out.
Wow.
And then I rebooted it, and it worked fine.
Rivian has been getting a lot of bad press.
Not good press, but also lately. Weird press.
No. Well, let's talk about the not good press for a second.
Yeah.
You know, it's misbehaving.
Which part? I don't know.
The Rivians are misbehaving.
Yeah,
I mean, who was the guy? Wasn't there a guy on Twitter that his truck broke down in the snow?
Oh,
and then
I
it was
going to
cost $4,000 to fix.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
And they were charging him, but he said the truck broke down though. Shouldn't they be taking care of that?
Right. I didn't hear that. They had a guy. Their head of vehicle development went back to McLaren after like 5 years.
Oh yeah.
But I was reading some article where they're like, Rivian's doomed. And it was like, okay, they have $13 billion in cash. They still have 100,000 orders from Amazon. And the guy's number one reason why they're doomed, he thought the trucks are ugly. And I'm like, what am I reading? You know? But yeah. But anyways, it was same thing, but it was just, I rebooted it. I was screaming at somebody on the phone while I was rebooting it, and then it worked fine. And then they came and checked it out, and they're like, yeah, one of the motors got out of sync, and it just...
As long as you
injured have. Itself.
I think wow. They're good looking. I like the way they look.
I do yeah, too. I just want cool. them to work.
Mine's good except for that fucking window. That was annoying. But it's fixed.
Before I forget.
Yes.
Luftgekult 9 is coming up. The 9th edition of Luftgekult. Luftgekult is taking place up north in Ooh. San Francisco Bay Area. This year's venue is in the Bay Area, and it raises the bar beyond what we have ever produced. This is them. The car lineup focuses on some of the most unique, obscure, rarest, and some seriously famous cars from Porsche's history. It is Saturday, April 29th, Saturday, April 29th, on Mar Island in Vallejo, California.
Vallejo,
East Bay, San Francisco. You can buy tickets or submit your car at luftgekult.com. And then the next day is it's a 2-day event. They have the air and water event the next day. Water, obviously, inviting
amphibicars. What?
No,
Wassergekühlt.
Liquid cooled Porsches.
Wassergekühlt.
Yeah. And that's Sunday, April 30th. So it's a same place. And where is it?
Vallejo.
Vallejo, California. 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, of Porsche, Luf, air, and water madness. All the tickets are at luftgekult.com. And I'm going to tell you more about it when Pat Long comes on the show in a couple weeks.
Wassergekühlt. Look at that.
Wassergekühlt. Are we going?
Why would we do that?
I don't go to Vallejo.
Well, it's an island off the coast of Vallejo.
Not going.
Do we? I don't want to ask them to fly us there and pay us and do the whole thing.
Right.
And I'm not going to go up and do it for free.
It had been brought up.
Well, yeah, of course. Lots of people want us to travel for free to their places and do shows. We get a lot of those requests.
Fair.
But we're not going to do it.
Okay.
But if you want to pay us, we'll come to your bar mitzvah.
We don't care. We'll come anywhere where you want, but you got to pay for us to get there. You got to pay for the hotel. That's the way it works.
I'm thinking about funerals. We'll go there.
We'll do a funeral.
We'll do a funeral show.
Zuckerman, he'll eulogize your grandfather and circumcise your newborn.
Actually, there is an event that you would like to do, Zuckerman. Here, let me find it. And this is the one we're going to come to. Okay, here, hold on. I just got to find it. Hold on. Just scrolling down. No, that's not it.
I just imagine Zuckerman laughing as the coffin goes in the ground. And the wife's crying.
Oh, here it is.
Talk to you later.
Here's the one you're going to want to do, Zuckerman.
40 years. That's unnatural.
I guarantee you, you're going to want to bring in. Spike's Car Radio is coming to this. We're definitely coming whether you pay us or not. It is the Valley View Recreation Club all-nude car show.
Holy fuck.
I am not lying to you.
I am not going to that.
Oh, yes, you are.
It is in August.
Oh, good and weather.
And it is an all-nude car show. It's in Wisconsin. At
Land of the
Lakes. He thinks I'm joking.
No, have you been to Wisconsin?
Huh?
Have you seen people from Wisconsin?
I've seen car people.
Can you imagine people bent over, putting Armor All on the tires? No, please, God.
I remember years ago fighting with somebody about who is what state has the fattest people. And I just got back from Dallas. I'm like, it's Texas. No one's fatter than Texas. He's like, Wisconsin. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, our people are so fat they can't get out of their homes.
Oh, my God.
But they're going to get out of their clothes.
It doesn't say what kind of cars, weirdly.
It just says... It's going to be press.
Here it is. They have an annual nude car show on Thursday. It's a Thursday at August 9th, 9 a.m. Sunday.
Just when you want to be nude.
Yeah.
Right after your morning dump.
They will also have karaoke by something called Teeny Time from 7 p.m. to 11.
Like everyone's dick. But
car voting. There's a lunch and a dinner. Car voting is at 11:30. Parade of cars. This is fascinating, isn't it?
Who could possibly have an appetite for dinner after a whole day of nude, horrible people?
I mean, the bending over by itself and horrible, just the horrible nudity around cars. And getting into hot cars in the summer, sitting on seats naked. August.
I never got the nudist movement. But nudist beaches have never really appealed to me, but yeah. A car show.
So I think Spike, you and I will be the honorary judges, and Zuckerman's the grand marshal.
Well, you might not want to do it, based on their fact. I was there on their fact today. The rules of this place for your safety and for your comfort. So if you are thinking about attending the Valley View Recreational Nude Car Show, visitors must register. Upon arrival, okay, sounds reasonable. Alcoholic beverages are permitted, but no illegal drugs. They will not be tolerated.
The nudity and booze is okay starting at 9 a.m.
Valley View. This is where it starts to get weird. Valley View is a family-oriented camping site. There's no sexual activity of any kind. They discourage physical violence, vulgar language, and rude behavior. So, Zuckerman, you might not be able to come.
Men fighting without their clothes on is hard.
The use of non-pierced genital adornments of any type is strictly prohibited. They want their bodies pure.
Or pierced.
Pierced is fine.
You
can't glue something to your wang.
No cell phones or cameras. Again, reasonable. Guests should park in the proper areas. Okay. Children are allowed.
Oh, for the love of God.
Children under the age of 12 must be supervised by an adult at all times in all areas. Next rule, but full nudity is required.
Of the kids.
Everybody.
And Tennessee's worried about these drag queens. Why don't you get these Tennessee legislative people out there to this place?
But they're being reasonable. This. Look, showers are required, so the kids will be clean for you. Your pet has to be leashed.
But naked.
But a reminder, everyone must be naked. This is not clothing optional.
Could you see the look on your dog Gopher's face being shaved naked?
He'd be in heaven.
Look, here's what it says. This is bizarre. It's not clothing optional.
including children. Clothing may be worn, though, during inclement weather. So if it rains, you can wear clothes.
What if it's 120?
And women may wear shorts or swimsuit bottoms on certain days.
Oh.
We know what that
means.
What kind
of fucking place is this?
It's Wisconsin.
What fucking place is this?
Valley Jeez View Kurds. Recreational Club. Spike's Car Radio wants to come to this nude car show.
Valley View and all views.
Oh, man.
I'd like to go. They have, again, it's Sunday, August 13th. They're sponsoring today's live music, great food, because you want to watch big fat guys eat naked. And raffles, exclamation point. We're raffling off this 12-year-old to the first...
fully naked man.
Okay, yeah, Barrison. This is so scary.
Barrison, you being a...
You know what their event is the week before? Nude volleyball.
That's wonderful.
I can't imagine any of these folks can play volleyball, let alone play it nude.
Oh, man.
So can we go to the wardrobe department? You just did a movie. We can get
still
fake naked body parts to put on.
Sure. I think they might see through that. Well, maybe not.
Maybe they wouldn't.
What was that? What was that? Pam Anderson.
Yeah, with Tommy Lee and
that Hulu series.
Yeah, it was right. Stan. What was his name?
Fully prosthetic bodies.
Everything. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'd be much more calm if we could get strange prosthetic bodies.
Giant testicles.
Hello.
I've had hernias.
Hello. What year is that car there? Do you mind if I rest my balls on it?
Don't mind my hernias.
Nice Chrysler.
It's a chanker. Is that a chanker?
If you work at Valley View, please don't reach out to us. I don't want to hear from you.
If we go.
Everything I've read about you scares me.
I'm going to wear a cheese hat.
Yeah. It's not.
Wow. How did this exist in a state that is so... Everything
isn't that
is
the cheese
Republican
state?
Yeah. Controlled, right?
Yeah.
They go back and forth. They're one of them. So
they're pretty back instead of forth.
I dated a girl from Wisconsin, and she was gorgeous. Yeah, lovely girl. Lovely, lovely girl.
What was her name?
I'm not going to say.
Come on.
But she was a model for dairies. She was a milk model.
Yeah.
So she was on the billboards.
Milkers. That's so Wisconsin. No, they voted Scott Walker out. They put a Democrat in. So.
Yeah, but he can't do anything.
No, I'm saying it goes back and forth. It's a purple state.
Well, whoever should be shutting this thing down. There should be no new.
For the love of God.
Let's for the sake of the cars. Let's not put these people nude around them.
Well, what
I
kind
feel
of
worse
cars?
For the cars. I don't think the cars matter. I think every activity is incidental to the nudity.
I'm sort of suddenly very interested in the cars.
Well, there's going to be the Le Mans winning 917 there.
Oh, well.
And, yeah.
Hop on in.
One of the rarest in. GTOs.
I'll
the
drop trout for that.
Yeah. The Le Mans winning, Bruce Myers, 1963, Le Mans winning 250s.
And where's Bruce? Are you suggesting Bruce will be there?
Bruce Myers? Yeah. Oh, he goes every year. It's a very prestigious event. And he has a big one, so he doesn't mind showing it up.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm sorry I brought you into that.
I'm sorry about everything.
Okay, let's talk about some real news here. There's more Batmobile news. The closure. There was an independent investigation. If you don't know, there was a fellow up in San Mateo County, ordered a Batmobile replica. Somehow he didn't get it fast enough, and he sent the sheriffs from San Mateo County to where? Indiana somewhere?
Yeah.
The fellow was on the show.
A whooping and a whopping.
Yeah. And they arrested poor, I forget his name,
He was a priest or
a
reverend.
Pastor.
Yeah, Mark Rakeup.
Oh, sorry.
Terrific guy. Hello, Mark. Good to hear from you again. And they shut him down, these sheriffs.
They arrested him.
And I guess there was an independent investigation. I have the results of this investigation,
please.
Zuckerman. You will love this. The final chapter, the results are in. The raid by San Mateo County Sheriff investigators at an Indiana garage that builds Batmobiles should never have happened at all. This was a confidential report. The County Board of Supervisors had to vote to make it public, and they did. And the findings... according to the San Mateo County Attorney, this is the part I want you to enjoy, Zuckerman, seemed to downplay the findings of the independent investigation.
Of course, they don't want to pay.
I don't see anything wrong.
Going out of state to arrest
San Mateo County Supervisor. Can you outline in the report what went wrong? San Mateo County Attorney. I guess I'm not trying to be cagey, but it's not eminently clear to me that anything went wrong, per se. Oh. Zuckerman. These lawyers.
Everything was wrong. And, they
just come out and they say nothing's wrong.
He doesn't want to say because they're getting the pantsuit off of them.
They're going to sue him. So that's why he's not saying anything.
He's not saying anything. He doesn't want to commit to anything. He's really hiding under his desk.
Yes.
These guys are hiding under their desks. It's such an abuse of authority.
Wow.
Wild.
Let's see. Mark Raycub is quoted here.
Is that the good guy or the bad guy?
The good guy. I'm trying to find what leads into this. It's a little misleading. Mark Raycub says, did the special investigator, I think is what he's talking about, did he ever bother to call you before showing up at the garage or have someone else contact you? Oh, no, this is when they did it. So they never really got your side of the story, right? I guess in the report, it's unclear if these special investigator actually talked to him or not. But look, we don't need any special investigation into this.
I mean,
a child knows this is wrong.
You can't.
Raycub says there were financial damages. This arrest cost his business $350,000 and has taken a personal toll.
There's your damages case.
He's going in for mental health evaluation for PTSD.
Good.
Which is consistent with, when we talked to him, he was freaked out. Every time I see a sheriff car, I freak even for a moment because I think they might be coming for me.
And they might be from anywhere.
That's right.
Let's send them to Valley View.
A 6-month investigation, $10,000 in travel, $55,000 to pay Judge Smith for her report, ensuring the appropriate expenditure of public funds should always be the highest priority. So look at all the money spent.
Just a colossal failure.
What a pig fuck.
Well done, Ferriston.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, I'm stealing that pig fuck?
Pig fuck.
That's a good
one. Never heard that one?
Not lately.
Well, Mark, we wish you well, and we want you to get a lot of money from these clowns.
I keep building the Batmobile.
Always available to help.
What's that?
I'm always available to help, Mr. Mark. It
sounds like he's already lawyered up
in Indiana.
Yeah.
He should be suing here.
Today's episode is brought to you by the makers and fixers of Snap-on. The makers and fixers keep the world moving. They're the backbone of the world, whether we're talking about manufacturing, customizing, restoration, performance, or maintenance. I know a lot of makers and fixers, like the one who works on. Who's your latest, greatest fixer of one of your cars, Zuckerman?
Oh, fixers. Well, we have our friend, the Hungarian. We have Tony. Tony Garassi at TLG. TLG, he's
the Hungarian is the ultimate fixer.
He is a fixer.
He hasn't delivered on the plate yet.
He'll be here any day.
Any minute. Boy, we can't wait to announce
that. It's going
to
be a big day.
Big day. We won't say it. We won't ruin the surprise. How about you guys listening? Are you a maker or a fixer? And who are your favorite makers or fixers? Who are they? Who are those people in your life? The makers and fixers not only built your car, they keep it running, they help you make it awesome. Theirs is not just a job, it's a calling. And Snap-on wants to hear from you about them or yourself. Share your story. This is how you can help. Go to makersandfixers.com/spikescarradio. makersandfixers.com/spikescarradio. Read about the makers and fixers. Tell them your own story. You might end up on that page or on their Instagram account, which is makers and fixers on Instagram. Thank you, Snap-on. One of the finest sponsors we have. Lufka Cult and Hodinkee coming back.
What?
First
to the
class.
Show. It's shaping up.
All right.
It's shaping up.
We like
gentlemen.
The sound of that.
And also Clay Sneakers. Clay Sneakers.
Don't know them.
Los Angeles company.
Yes.
Run by Jerome Thulier, who is a Lufka Cult fan and Porsche fan.
Sweet.
Their sneakers, which by the way, whatever you guys want. They've been trying to. They sent
I've got
you a pair.
Set.
I know.
I've got a
Johnny,
set
you
office.
Want them? They're the
yeah,
best.
Baby.
This is first, and just got some from the spring collection. I wear mine all the time. Now I'm wearing some right now. Look, there they are.
Look at you.
Feet. And look, you know what good. I love on the back? It says Los Angeles.
I like that.
My favorite things. They are upcycled, organic, vegan, beautiful, and just perfect sneakers. You got to check Clay sneakers. They're not even sponsors. They're just friends of ours. And they're doing awesome. All right. Where do we go from here? There's so much stuff.
What else, Spike?
Oh, there's so much. There's this
little I have a question.
Ask me a question.
How come you didn't try to fix your Land Rover? You fixed everything else at your house that's broken.
The Defender?
Yeah.
I did go on the forums.
Oh, okay.
And did take a look. Okay. And I couldn't get access to the pump, and then I got busy.
Okay.
But yeah, I did take a look. But what I had found was not the problem.
Right.
So it wouldn't have been there.
And is the wine still there?
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I'm excited. This truck, you know, as I've said, these Land Rovers, they loosen up. All of my new cars loosen up in the third year of the lease, and I'm in it. And I'm headed towards turning that damn thing in at the end of December.
3 years?
Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
This is crazy.
COVID.
Well,
2 years, 2 months, 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. He's in his third year.
Yeah. It's in the third year and it's done. And I'm already starting to dream about the next deal.
What are you thinking?
I'm in the same boat.
Are you thinking Range Rover?
You know who is doing well right now with their design? And I'm not saying this is what I'm going to do, but Kia.
Kia.
That is true.
They have this, look at this car.
EV9?
This is the 2024 EV9. Very good.
Yeah.
That is absolutely gorgeous.
Yep.
This thing.
Yep.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. It's three row.
It's three rows, but the rows face each other inside.
You smash your heads together.
Is that a bad thing, Zuckerman?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I don't know if I want to face somebody when we get in a wreck.
Yeah, but when you have kids and they're all together,
belted in, you're fine.
I'm trying to look. I can't see any specs on this thing. What do you know about this
thing? I know a lot about this thing.
Go ahead. Tell me.
It's all electric.
Yes.
It's the same power plant as the Kia EV6 GT. So it's 573 horsepower.
Wow.
Two motors, all-wheel drive, and has a pretty big range. I think the range is over 300 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And Sang-Yup Lee is the head of design. Actually, he's doing Genesis. I forget he's doing Kia. But anyways, he's in charge of them. They all came over from Bentley. They're knocking the designs out of the park. I mean, the Koreans are making terrific cars right now. Absolutely terrific cars.
They have been making them for a while. Right. Yeah, there you go. Priced in the neighborhood of 50 to 70.
Yeah.
Probably aimed at the Model X, right?
Well, sort of. So the Model X is like 110. And Model X is a pricey
thing. But I think they're trying to steal that business for people who don't want
totally.
It. And the Rivian R1S.
Yeah,
right?
And much cheaper.
And the Y. It's in the neighborhood of a Y, right?
Yeah, but if you think about the power, right, it's almost 600 horsepower. So that's good. You know, it's not like it's like only 300 or something like that. It's like a very powerful vehicle. Yeah, no, I support that.
Good.
It's killer looking.
Ooh, it looks good. Have you seen the pictures, Zuckerman?
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me something. Does Tesla start worrying?
I don't think they worry.
They don't worry until it's
look
too
at
late.
That thing. Look at how nice that is. And kind of a chalk color with black and look at how pretty
they
that
took
is.
They took notes on all of the SUVs.
Right.
They should have taken notes on.
Yeah.
You see some Range Rover in there.
Look at that. And they do the electric vehicle note, which is they make it look futuristic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
And the window line is nice, the roof line is nice, the taillights are nice.
I see a lot of Kias on the west side of LA right now. Like the Telluride, you can't get one because every family wants them, right?
Yeah,
they look a little sophisticated.
I'll tell you, skip that one.
They're
not
cheaper.
The one you want. That's
but I'm just telling you who's buying them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware.
You know.
And I'll let me know. I know the guys at Kia very well. They'll be interested in talking to you and help you out.
I was looking for that shot. Oh, look at the way the captain seat opens to the side just like that. I mean, little things like that. Come on. There it is. Look, seats facing. Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't know about that.
I
don't want to be. It's like on the train. You
but when you
necessarily want to stare in somebody's
head. Well,
you're not going to do that. But when all the kids are going to K1 speed and you have them all for a birthday and they can all face each other and be on their games, it's fantastic. Right now, you kind of stuff them in the back in that third row and say, good luck. Hope we don't get rear-ended.
Spike's youngest son just had a 13th birthday.
James 1st.
Wow.
Took him to Benihana, one of my favorite places in LA.
Give me the $100.
Yeah.
He said, give him $100. I'll pay you back later. I'm like, yeah, you will?
Yeah.
So I said, this is from Zuckerman. They freaked out.
Nice.
He thanks you. He was so excited when you did that.
Remember, keep that handy for the Le Mans race.
Oh, yeah. This will go right to you.
This is the Hondo right there.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know what we're doing. it's all about customizing the Suron. This weekend, we're going to this guy. I can't. Is Ben the bike guy? And not Silver Lake. Where's that?
Echo Park?
No. It's way out by Calabasas. There, Westlake Village.
Westlake.
Yeah, or Thousand Oaks, somewhere
Thousand
out
Oaks.
There.
That's where I'm from.
There are all these little outfits that take these electric off-road motorcycles and customize them, brakes and brake pads, and change colors and do the whole deal. And yeah, we're gonna take the Suron out there and trick it out. And have some fun.
Such
with
a
it.
Funny name.
That thing jams.
Wasn't Sauron the sorcerer and the original Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, one of those Sauron.
I was trying to keep up with this kid on this thing because it does 40 miles an hour and it's torquey as hell and it wheelies like crazy. And we go riding up in Kenter Canyon and I was on my Saunders XS and I was talking to Storm and I was like, Storm, I can't keep up with this kid. And then, a minute later, he sends over the Saunders motorcycle. And I can't off-road with it, but I can jam on that thing. And we...
You're going to break your ass.
we're having fun.
Barrison, I need your help. Now that the Malibu house is complete,
yes.
I need some Saunders.
Oh, well, yeah. What do you need?
Whatever you say. We need a couple of whatever you say for tooling around on point two.
There's so much on that. Guy's site, but who's using them first?
Well, let's say me and Andrea.
Then I would say she like to go fast.
Well, yeah, not
they
as
have
fast
a little. They
do.
Have a little one step foldable bike that she'd probably like. Erica has that one, and you should get the XS.
Why would she like the foldable bike? Why have her folding something?
Well, most electric bikes are foldable, so you can put them in the back of a car and take them somewhere.
Okay.
And she will probably want to do that without getting an extra rack. But it's also, and I'm getting the name wrong, it's the simple step or the one step. It's just easy for your wife to get on it, and it's not as fast as the XS, and she'll enjoy herself.
Okay.
The XS is a step up. It's got big beach tires, but it makes it very stable on the road. Like, it's like a thicker than a motorcycle tire, so you can ride without your hands if you want, and that is just a comfortable riding position for you, and you'll like that.
Okay,
come by the house and try mine next time.
Okay, I will.
I have
do
both
that.
Bikes there, and then Storm will hook you up.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're great bikes. Great bike. I sell them all the time in my neighborhood because people see me and the kids riding. They're one of those. Like a minute later, they have. It's fun, and the whole idea is they're affordable. They're great. They're great things.
Cool.
I got more stuff. I got more stuff. All right. We could talk about this Sovereign Citizen, Zuckerman. Did you?
Yeah.
What's this? I missed
Shocking. This. Was that Wisconsin as well or somewhere like that?
This was Utah. This is a gentleman who was pulled over in a traffic stop for having some sort of wonky plate.
Homemade.
And told the police he's a sovereign citizen, that he is no longer a citizen of the United States. And
the cops love that.
This guy had memorized the whole sovereign citizen playbook, and he was blithering all sorts of shit.
He followed the ideology of the state nationals movement, something, whatever that is.
Right.
And let's see.
This was season six
his
of Bosch,
plate,
by the
this
way.
Is what his new plate said. And I related to his plate because we do funky things with plates. We have plates that aren't attached to cars on our car. Utah American state citizen is what his new plate says. Notice, private automobile not for hire. And not surprisingly, he was pulled over and he had a gun on his belt.
And
then he said, Wait. He also had this really interesting moment here about his license. That is not me. This is a piece of plastic paper.
Yes, he handed over what appeared to be a passport, but he was not acknowledging the validity of the passport.
Yes.
And not acknowledging that he was a citizen of the... He was trying to repudiate the implication that he was a U.S. citizen.
And they said, we need you to step out of the car, not surprisingly. He said, if you're going to make me do that, we're going to have a problem. And he...
he had a problem.
He looked down at his gun.
And then?
He doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, they killed him.
Yes.
Well, he dropped his phone next to where his gun was after he had made the threat.
He specifically said, if you pull me out of this car, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. Look.
And I'm not a fan of people being shot in traffic stops. In this particular case, having reviewed the video, we both came to the conclusion, and I was dubious at first, both came to the conclusion this was a justified, this guy,
he was
this guy was
down.
A danger, this was going to go, this was a dangerous situation. You could reasonably believe, if you're a police officer, that your life was being threatened.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about it, not because it made me happy or sad or anything else. I want this pretend world of some of the people in the United States right now who live in this make-believe world that they create by reading things on the internet.
These strange interpretations of the Constitution.
And then they believe this new reality and they try it out in the real world. This is what happens when you do that. You're not going to change the world that way.
The problem...
The way you have to change it, and if I can speak to my insane militia listeners who are just humans, and there are brothers and sisters too, as deranged as you all are, change the laws. Your pretend world, and I've shot with a militia. I've taken cameras into a militia camp. I'm not going to say who it was. Well, my crew was threatened just in setting it up. We were threatened. And when we got there, is what we found was a bunch of children pretending to be soldiers with guns. And
fantasy land.
It was a fantasy land. And I know that not because of any expertise I had. I was going in not judgmental in any way, but I had the... someone who was high up in the FBI and CIA with me, former person who knew these things, and he gave me his perspective on what he saw. These guys wouldn't last a second. So here's what you need to do. Just do what we all do. Change the laws. You don't like the way things are? Change the law.
Or go to Valley View, where you can truly be a sovereign citizen. Everyone's the same. There are no rules.
Or
everyone's
go to
naked.
A nude car show and get involved in another club.
Here's the issue, though, right? That guy's death is now going to inspire others. It's like remember Randy
Ruby
Weaver?
Ridge, yes.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. That's not true. Nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, no. They do, though. They look for these things.
They don't give a fuck. Sorry. Nobody cares. News cycle just... It recycles so
the
quickly.
Believers.
No.
No, yeah. They don't.
They do.
They don't. They it do. Doesn't
remember,
mean anything.
Remember Waco? And people were like...
That was a long time ago.
But it inspired a militia movement for a decade.
Look, you're going to see somebody arrested next week and nobody's even going to care about that. This week.
The kooks care about it, is what Johnny's saying. I agree. The kooks will care about it. There's always a new crop of kooks.
They don't.
Don't you remember, was it 15 years ago, Wesley Snipes got believed that he wasn't a citizen, he didn't have to pay
Zuckerman.
Taxes? He went to jail.
There's too many of them. There's too many martyrs everywhere for everything. The dumbest thing you can do is get yourself killed for what you believe in these days, because nobody
what
is going to care.
There's a Valley View martyr.
Huh?
I demand my right to be... I'm entering naked. I haven't taken
don't
a shower.
Think,
I don't give a fuck.
Don't you think...
You didn't shower. You're violating the rules.
I do think about it all the time. Like somebody like 20 years ago, for whatever cause and whatever part of the world, stands before the gunfire and gets killed for their cause. I don't think... I think I would rather
you
be alive. I think
there,
I would rather
no.
be alive. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're 100% right.
I think I would rather be alive and try to make change... Alive, not dead, not putting my life on the line. I don't think it does anything.
100% agreed. I'm just saying, again, the kooks, they will look at this guy as a reason to act even worse.
I don't agree with you in any way, as usual. Here, I'm going to play a little song for you right here.
Hey, man, Billy's just want to let you know that sometimes you got to shut the fuck up.
You got to shut the fuck up.
And this current time
playing
is just
your
one
song,
of those
Johnny.
Times you got to shut the fuck up.
I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't want to hear you talking anymore. You gotta shut the fuck up.
Wonderful. Good. Okay, now we've cleansed that. All right, we've said a lot. There's more. Do you think there are militia brothers and sisters of Spike's Car Radio?
No.
Should we form one?
Yes.
No.
With potato guns.
As long as we're all nude.
I was about to go into the militia fortress, and we regrouped with all our cars. There were four of them, and we pulled on off to the side of the road to get everything straight about what we were going to do, what we were going to say, making sure we had cameras and go talk. And we're just doing an interview. That's all. We were just going to hear their side of things, and we were going to introduce the CNN personality to them, and they were going to talk. And a guy, as we pulled over, a guy comes out of the house, this nice little white house, and he's got a gun. He's got a big fat guy. He's wearing a t-shirt, jeans, and a gun. And he goes, "Get your tires off my lawn." And I look down, we're not on his lawn. But I went, okay, yep, no problem. This was all Seattle, by the way. And I was just like, who wants to live like this? Where everybody's polite, everybody's nice, but they're all carrying guns.
That's crazy.
You're on the verge of death, and every interaction could be your last.
One guy in this militia had his gun pointed at, he had no holster, and he just had it sticking at his dick in his belt. And the FBI goes, hey, you're looking at that one right there? He's going to shoot his dick off. I think I'm going to go. I left that shoot early, Zuckerman.
People,
I left that shoot early.
Crazy.
The FBI guy really said that? He's going to shoot his dick off?
He did. And he was right, because this guy was, he had a Glock aimed at his dick, and he was everything else was militarized, but he had no holster. I have a weapon like that. I understand. You don't aim it at your dick. It's a good rule of thumb, folks.
Maybe he had a good reason, you folks in Valley View.
No, he had a big belt that was he did not look like a soldier. These guys are going to kill me now. You have to cut all this out of the show. All of it. Here's a story that caught my attention, and I think you'll know why. Lamborghini caught speeding at 152 miles an hour on a California highway.
Nice.
Drivers decided to fight the charges.
Oh.
50-year-old man cited for driving a Lamborghini at 152 in Santa Ynez Valley, but has challenged the infraction he was issued on Highway 154.
He was doing it on 154.
Yes, he was.
Let's not be racist.
His name is Zan John Akopian.
I wasn't being racist.
I'm saying this to Zuckerman.
Of Glendale.
Of La Cañada, Flint Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
Near Glendale.
Oh, yeah. Right by me. Yeah.
He was driving his Aventador. This has got to be one of our Lamborghini guys that's causing problems in our neck of the woods, right?
Oh, yeah. I probably know him.
Let's see how he's going to fight this. Okay, so the ticket is reckless driving, speed approx 152 in this car. The trial's been set for a couple days from now, March 20th at 1:30. They say, I guess, the police have been saying there have been a lot of fatalities and a lot of accidents because of reckless driving on this road.
True.
But I want to hear what his defense is.
Yeah, what's the defense? I want to know.
I'm looking down.
It didn't happen.
Very long story.
I wasn't there.
Maybe he's not going to preview his defense in this article.
I can't imagine what the defense is.
That's a wild road to go that fast on and get caught.
Yeah. No, he's not. But he is going to plead not guilty.
Okay.
He's going to be in a lot of trouble. He's got
what is the
problems.
Trouble you get in, Zuckerman?
Well, reckless driving is almost as serious as a DUI. And
I've had it. Exhibition of speed. I've had
exhibition is not as bad, but it's not. With this reckless, he may well get a charge.
You know what my speed was recorded? 35 miles an hour, but I chirped my tires.
Yeah, you
told the story.
I've had that too in my 2007 GT3. I had a display of speed between 0 and 35.
But will they take the car away, or are they going to throw the guy in jail?
No, I think they'll probably take his license away. I mean, there's a chance a judge is not going to look favorably on this.
Yeah, to take it away for how long?
I don't know.
That's a year.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, the report to the DMV. Judge could say he's a negligent driver and report it to the DMV, and then this guy's got all sorts of problems. Could you imagine trying to get insured after that?
That's the hard part. Because I knew a guy who got, like, I think he was going like 138 in a GTR, and it just cost him a fortune in legal fees. And the result was he was allowed to have his license, but it was provisional, so he could drive to work.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, no more fun and games.
That was it.
No more fun and games.
So,
it's done. You can't do it.
Turn your Aventador back in.
Yeah. Lamborghini guy gets nailed. Something tells me it's not going to stop, though.
You know how pissed those cops must have been? They were justifiably pissed.
Yeah,
if I was a cop and I saw someone going 152 in my neighborhood, I'd be steamed.
That's just crazy. It's amazing there was no traffic, because 154 is the most fucked up road with traffic.
Yeah.
All right. Have you gone faster on a public road?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, I've gone way faster. I've gone over 200.
Really?
Yeah. Well, in Germany, but yeah.
Just for a second, right? Blipped it on a highway?
A little more than a second, but yeah.
Yeah.
In a Bentley. It was fun.
Me too. I think a lot of us are guilty of this.
Not in the U.S. of A.
What's that?
I've not done that in the U.S. of A.
Oh, I've done in the U.S. I've done like 190.
Me? What?
Not me.
I did once a little over 160 on the way to Vegas in the 996 GT3.
Really?
When it was new.
That's close.
It was open
top
road.
Speed.
The road was just open. It was a couple of lanes. There was no one there. I just goosed it up for a second. But coming off the accelerator, I woke Eric up. He goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Nothing."
I was back to bed, honey. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, I was in Utah.
Yeah.
Just dead straight forever, heading in Nevada.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun.
And then in that Bugatti Chiron Pure Sport with a professional driver, we had a little fun up in the canyons. That car goes remarkably fast, very quickly.
I'm going with him, Jamie Morrow. I'm going top speed on Cape Canaveral in a Chiron.
Cape Canaveral.
We're going to try and hit over 250.
Really?
How
long is
now.
Their runway?
3 miles.
You have
is
life
that
insurance?
Enough?
Yeah, good life insurance, yeah. In 2 miles, you could easily get there, and then you have a mile to break.
I'm like, come on, 250.
That car's planted, though.
Yeah.
I understand, but even this vehicle, you crash at 250. I don't know.
You know what the biggest problem with
this
speed
is? Yeah, if you
crash,
you're done.
You know what the problem is?
Tires. Tires, my friend.
Yeah, you lose a tire.
Yeah, they're good tires.
And you're fucked. Remember, $6 million man, and he's just bursting into flames?
Yeah.
But then
why are you doing it?
I was invited to go do it. Uh-huh. And Jamie, like, they gave him a list of people, and he kind of vetoed a lot of the people, and he said, I'd be okay.
He wants to kill you.
No, he has to be in the car with
me. I understand that. He wants to know he's
going
to die
with. He doesn't. So, yeah.
When are you doing this?
2 weeks.
I don't want to go 250.
I do.
Do you want to go 250, Ferriston?
Not anymore. No.
Yeah.
No.
I've gone 207, so it's not that much faster.
I've been 202, and it's enough.
It's enough.
250, though. It might do 260. I mean, we don't know.
What do you think is going to happen at 250 that didn't happen at 200?
I get to then sit here and go, I went 250. That's,
it's an
risking your life so you can come here and tell us two idiots that you went 250.
I'll write a story about it.
Yeah. How many words?
I don't know.
Three words.
I went 250.
I went 250.
Two
and I'm
words.
Dead.
Well,
and
I want to do this. I would
like to know what wind resistance is like at that speed. At 200, it's pretty unmanageable. I told you it made me tired. The vibration of the car and the way the car was just jumping like that.
When we did it, it was so stupid. It was like Jethro went like 211 in an Aston Martin, and I was trying to go 200 in the Bentley, and it was like raining and night. And it was just fucked up.
Oh, come on.
But I did it. It's on video. You can watch it.
Didn't really do anything for
goodbye,
me.
Lieberman.
Why are you doing it again?
I did a lot for me. I got paid.
We're going to have a goodbye Lieberman episode.
Let's do it right now.
Goodbye, Lieberman.
Goodbye, Lieberman.
Laters.
We'll see you later.
We're going to be burying you at Valley View, naked and in pieces.
This is going to prove your theory that no one will care. You won't be martyred.
Okay.
How did Johnny next week? How did he die? I don't know. Who cares?
Who cares?
Just make sure Zuckerman does the eulogy naked.
No, you saw Jimmy Carter ask for Biden to do that.
I saw that.
I keep thinking about that phone call. Weren't you like, God, I would never, I didn't know that that was a phone call we might all have to make one day.
You've got two men with a combined age of about 190.
Yeah.
Talking about this thing that could happen any second to either one of them.
If Jimmy Carter called me, I'd feel so much pressure. I'd be like, okay, But then I would wonder who he told. If he didn't tell anybody else, I might pretend it never happened. A eulogy is a lot of pressure. That eulogy is a lot of pressure.
Have you done one?
I did my dad's. I found it cathartic, and I highly recommend it when one of your parents dies.
Write it down, and
it helps you process it. And, it was awful. I got up in front of the whole congregation, was crying and talking, and it was a little too melodramatic. As a writer, I want to go back and rewrite it and change some of the stuff. And, I was thinking about it recently. I was just, that wasn't quite right. And, that was a little not true.
Have you ever heard an angry eulogy?
Huh?
Where the angry eulogy where the family member's angry at the dead guy?
No, that happened.
Yeah.
I think we all think about that.
I did. When my sister died, I I did the eulogy, and I did an angry at like just life type thing.
My dad, her.
No.
Yeah.
No.
My dad had converted to Catholicism after being nothing and raised, I think, Jewish a little bit, but baptized Catholic. He was a mess. But just to cover, you know, cover bases.
Right,
just in
right.
case. Right. Right. So the priest said some things about my father, and I was sitting with his three brothers, Paul and Peter, I don't think was there, but Tim was there. And he just kept saying, you know, he said, when I think of Michael, I think about Ecclesiastes.
Meaning what?
And Tim leaned over. He goes, I think of dog racing and cigarettes when I think of it. And it was so much fun to hear the bullshit the priest was saying about my dad. Mostly bullshit in relating to him to historical Catholic characters that made no sense. That none of us know. Who the fuck is Ecclesiastes? What is he saying? Just get up there and tell an honest story with some good anecdotes and leave Ecclesiastes out of it, please.
That is good advice because I've had to do four eulogies and one I would like to redo.
Yeah.
It's my best friend.
Sure, the person you were eulogizing would like a redo too.
He would love a redo.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah.
Although I did tell the story where he announced loudly to a waitress that he takes three shits a day and it was
falling asleep. And oh, horrified.
Thanks a lot, buddy. All right. You know what, Spike? Make sure he does my eulogy.
Who, Zuckerman?
Yeah.
He's going to have to speak.
Yeah.
For yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It'd be good to see who goes down first in this little group.
Mm.
Don't know. Who knows, Zuckerman? We know. You never know.
You never know.
Zuckerman and I, we have people falling like flies around us. They just drop out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The guy from Bosch just died.
Yeah, Lance Reddick. 60
I like
and
that
great
guy.
Shape.
Yeah.
In great shape.
Like a robot.
Yeah.
You told me a horrible passing story today, but there was a funny part of it.
I did?
Well, you told me about the guy in Cambodia.
Oh, yeah, my friend John Head from my SNL days. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't figure out how he got to Cambodia. When I left him, he was in New York, but he died there. Yeah, he was the executive producer of Night Music with David Sanborn, of which I was an intern on that show, and then a writer's assistant that was allowed to write and shoot videos and do things. And
what year was this?
86, maybe?
86?
85, somewhere there.
You told me a wonderful vignette.
I think I've told that story on this show before, but okay. Forgive me if I have. But we were shooting down in Chelsea in New York, and we would rehearse Night Music with David Sanborn on Saturdays and then shoot it live Sunday. It aired live on NBC. Great show. Really fun. Eclectic music mix. Hal Wilner, who's no longer with us, put together all the music. And John had this office with glass windows that faced about, I don't know, 10 yards away, the Fashion Institute of Technology, which had big glass windows and lots of female students who would use their big glass windows, which were from the floor to ceiling, as a mirror because the alley would be dark by the time we finished in the middle of our rehearsals. We would rehearse late in the afternoon. That's the type of show this was, coming at 2, rehearse until 10. I didn't care. It was all very exciting. And John was in his office. He goes, Spike, come in here. Look at this. I go, what's happening? He goes, look. And there's like 3 or 4 girls just taking their clothes off.
Nice.
Like this far away.
Yeah.
Changing. Using these and have no idea that this entire production staff can see.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's great, John.
Talk about Valley View.
But yeah. we got Eric Clapton. We got to rehearse. Yeah. He's on the floor. They're looking for you. And he goes, okay. But do me a favor. This is my boss, John, who I love. Wonderful guy. If the girls come back and they start changing again, just interrupt rehearsal. Yeah. Don't say why you interrupted it, but just come and get me. Yeah.
Mr. Clapton, hold on a moment.
And I go, really? He goes, yeah, just come and get me. Trust me. And I go, you want me to stay in your office? He goes, yes. So I'm sitting in the office about 15 minutes later. Some more lights go on. Some more girls come. I go, all right. The boss told me to come get him. I go to the floor. Clapton is playing Layla. I go to John, off to the side. John walks up to Clapton. He goes, let's go. Clapton puts his guitar down in the middle of Layla, and the three of us go into the office and close the door and watch women change. Close. And after about 10 minutes of uncomfortable silence, I hear John go, "Look at the milk is on that one." And I said, "All right, well, I think this is where I leave. You guys let me know when you
want." Right. I need a moment alone with Mr. Clapton.
I didn't want to stay in there, but I'm in a room with Eric Clapton, and like, he's my hero, like next to Jimi Hendrix. And I hadn't met him that so far yet, and I'm like, this is great. I wish it wasn't under these circumstances. I mean, this is like when I was hanging with Dan Rather and watched him get a lap dance. Seemed to be next to people I respected and admired doing lascivious, horrible things. But, you know, as an intern, I couldn't speak up. But I'm speaking up now. I love John.
You have now finally gained a moral compass.
This is the eulogy?
40 years later, he's got a moral compass.
I didn't.
I guess I shouldn't have done that.
I was just following directions, but I don't think the ladies matter. I'm really minded. They never stopped.
There is a sitcom idea here. It's called The Intern, which I think there's already been an intern. But
no, now interns are organized. Like you would never do that to me, The Intern, ever. Well,
That's why we do it from the 80s to the 70s.
I have to say, entertainment was pretty wild and fun back then. It was wild. I think on that show in particular, there were a lot of people on heroin as well. A lot. You know, it was around. I remember a guitarist nodding off, and you know, but it didn't matter. Hey, there's Joe Cocker. Oh my God, I'm meeting Miles Davis. I didn't really think about it until later on. You get new perspective on all of it, and I was just happy to be employed. You know,
you're employed in show business, and everyone around you is completely fucked up.
SNL's different now than it was back then, but that Belushi vibe,
right,
that continued on for quite a while. You know, and that was just the scene, you know, and there was a lot of it. There was a lot of it. There just was. And you're on a music show. What do you expect? You know, you're dealing with a lot of folks like that, but not Jules Holland and David Sanborn, who's a sax player. Those guys were, amazing musicians and fantastic and always very, very nice on the show.
And when Eric Clapton is being eulogized by Joe Biden.
What I really remember about that day was sitting there for a couple hours watching him rehearse songs. You know, and again, it's very small production staff, so it was just me and a few other people, and I'm this far away from Clapton doing solos. Yeah. You're in heaven. He did it on SNL, too. He would play during the commercials, and you would just be in heaven listening to these guys. That's it. That's why I worked on that show, is to have those little moments. Not the milker's moment, but...
Well, I was going to say, how long were they in there after you left?
I don't know. But we did that show for 2 years. Sonic Youth was on. The Pixies were on there.
Wow.
It's an amazing crew. And then all these jazz greats and Slim Gaylord. And it was, you never knew who was coming in the next week. Pat Metheny. Remember Pat Metheny?
Oh, yeah.
He's still around. You want to see some milkers, baby?
Yeah, get to the milkers.
No, we would lower the drapes after that. We kept the drapes lowered. But it makes me wonder why John was in Cambodia. But I loved him. He was great.
I have an idea why he was in Cambodia.
I loved that guy. He almost got me hired as a cast member of SNL.
Oh.
He sent me to this Macy's Make a Music Video booth, and I made it. And he was so entertained by it, he sent it right to Lorne. And Lorne was entertained by it. So I hear. I heard all this stuff after the fact.
So what happened?
Apparently they were thinking about making me a featured player or writer, but they never told me. And I went off to write for Letterman and then got myself
the rest is history.
I heard after the fact. I would have done that. I would have stayed. I loved SNL, and I still love SNL. My brother's still there, and I would have loved the opportunity. I probably wouldn't be alive. If I had gathered any amount of fame at that time in my life, I'd probably be dead. It was not equipped for it back then, so maybe I was being spared. A lot of you guys sent me this, which is the most lucrative luxury investments over the last 10 years 2022.
Booze, number one.
That's right.
That's right.
Did they send it to you too?
I saw it, and I have a lot of booze.
Rare
Pappy
whiskey.
Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Rare whiskey bottles.
I have a lot of rare whiskey bottles.
Up 373%. I don't know. There's no mark after this.
Outperforming crypto or...
Next, of course.
Watches.
Our expertise.
Oh, cars.
Cars.
Watches are up there, right?
Followed by... Just wait. I'll read it.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Wine is three.
Okay.
Wine. Then watches.
Ah.
Then art. So we... and then handbags, coins, and jewelry.
Coins.
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 Coins are up.
I've got coins.
I don't know. Oh, is owning rare whiskey fun?
I mean, oh my God, it's the best thing in the world.
Is it really?
Oh, I love it so much.
More than cars and watches? No, it's
for
not.
For me, bourbon is much more fun.
But you drink your rare.
No. I drink some. I have a lot of unopened stuff.
It's times when Johnny speaks. Can you hear the audience groaning? Just going, what is he talking about?
Oh, leave me alone.
You're telling me whiskey is more fun to own than a car?
It is.
What's fun about it?
You're
an alcoholic.
He sits in a dark room. He drinks. He cries. It's a great question.
Honestly, look, I'm going to keep. I'm going to keep an open mind. I'm going to keep an open mind.
Okay.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Okay.
I
want to know how you enjoy rare whiskey collecting more than car collecting.
And then he is going to denigrate you afterwards with his open mind.
On Spike's Car Radio.
With his open mind, he's going to.
I don't even want to go.
Go.
No. I'm going to keep an open mind. I want to know. Okay. I want to know. I really want to know.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that's fun about cars is when you get something like you have parked in the driveway right now, right? You got a 2.7 RS.
Right.
Right. Okay. Not a lot of those, right?
Right.
Okay. With rare whiskey, you're talking... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Keep an open mind.
When you put that whiskey in your driveway, Zuckerman...
I'm sorry, open mind. Here I go.
So you got a single barrel. That means that maybe there's 80, maybe there's 60, maybe there's only 27 bottles from that barrel.
Okay.
And you get one of them, and then you have it. And it's just like having a rare car, only there's...
But you can drive the car in the weekends.
You can drink the whiskey. Mm. And you can save the
whiskey. Would you please share your open mind with me?
And it's fun.
I'm wondering if he's joking right now.
I'm not joking. I literally go to Kentucky every year and pick barrels of whiskey.
I am not trying to denigrate the whiskey business in general. The question is,
it's not more fun than cars.
Is it more fun than cars?
It's not more fun
than cars. The word.
For me, it is. For me, it is.
Whiskey is more fun than cars.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying
to protect you right now, Johnny.
Okay. Well, for me, I really have a great time with whiskey.
What's his? I have a great time with whiskey.
I have a great time with whiskey. Cars don't get you drunk. I don't know.
What are we going to call
them?
They
don't. I borrowed Zuckerman's CD2RS and I hadn't driven one for a while. I was drunk on how lovely the drive was. I was so happy. I called him. I called Jerry and I said, I'm having an experience, one of those experiences right now. Whiskey, I'm sorry. Never delivered it.
Whiskey John. Johnny Whiskey.
And I understand whiskey collecting, and I understand the joy of drinking or smoking something.
You're a connoisseur.
You're a connoisseur.
All truth. You're a connoisseur. You know what the fuck you're talking about, and you got a great palate, and you really do collect. So, you know, I'm going to grant you all of that.
Okay.
I don't understand how it's more fun than cars.
Yeah.
I've just, you know... And again, it's like more fun by like a percent. Like I love cars. That's my whole life
percent?
Is cars, you know, but I have like some of the
86.
Best, some of the best times. Why am I here? I could be anywhere.
101.
I could be anywhere.
We're just getting to know you. That's all.
It's so wonderful.
Cherish your true feelings and inner.
I have certain friends where we get together, we enjoy our whiskey, we talk about whiskey, we think about whiskey, and
we take our pants off.
Well, yeah.
Let's pretend it's Bellevue.
But we also do that with cars.
And we get in the hot tub.
I don't know. It's a lot.
I really, hole in the barrel.
I really love it. I look forward every April. We try and go to Kentucky.
Okay,
so it's a social thing.
Kentucky is the fun part. The having the stuff in the basement. What's fun about that?
See, that's where I think, look, you can get together with your whiskey friends and have a great time. I understand that.
Yeah. You and your whiskey friends.
But drinking alone is not as fun as driving a car alone.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally
agree. So there, that's why
really
I think
good bottle.
Cars would be more fun because you have that added dimension to it.
Well, I think I don't have the bankroll that you gentlemen have. So for me, I don't really collect anything.
Johnny, you're about to drive a Bugatti. If you're driving it once.
No.
You just drove the Valkyrie or whatever it is.
Collecting though, right?
No, I'm talking about the driving the cars, driving things or anything.
Yeah,
cars in general.
To me, it's on the same level. I get as much enjoyment out of staring at a watch I like as driving a car. You know, I those are things I like. I love collecting bourbon. It's just it's fun. I have a good time.
Let's save this for his eulogy. He loved a good whiskey.
Wow. Well, you know.
He loved it more than cars.
I've made a lot more money with whiskey than cars. I'll put it
more than coins.
Well, the coins aren't any fun. The coins are no fun. You just do that for the money. There's no fun involved.
He did like his bug collection.
My Buffalo nickels.
Oh my! Well, we said.
Do you still have that 100-year-old bottle of whiskey in there? I might just down the whole thing right now.
Yes. Oh Lieberman, and I do wish there would. You know, when you say that you are going to Kentucky with your friends, part of me wishes I could go there and see this area filled with junkies.
No. It's expensive. It's not, you know, it's not, there's no junkies around. It's, you know, it's people, I don't know, it's fun.
Do you think you could really tell if I had a couple of different whiskeys here, the difference between the $10 whiskey?
Yes. Well, depends on the $10. There are some, I wouldn't say 10, but like $14 whiskeys that are exceptional.
Shall we get a collection of liquors? Cordials.
I got
him. Blindfold him next.
Do it from my house. And
then light his beard on fire and leave.
God, yeah. That'd be great.
We're going to blindfold him. Please, we have 20 shots arranged for you.
It would just be you pissing in a cup. That's all it would be.
No, it would be real boozing. You tell us. Can you tell us the difference after shot number 12, what you're drinking?
After 12? No.
In a half hour.
Is tough. Yeah. But like, if you got four, yeah.
You got COVID last time you drank whiskey with a group of people.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Yeah,
we all got the Kentucky strain of COVID. That was unfortunate, but we kind of not knew it going in, but once we all got it, we're like, oh yeah, duh, we're running around Kentucky drunk for a week.
Hey, did you see Zuckerman? They're blaming COVID now on raccoon dogs.
Yeah, it shifted from the Wuhan lab to the raccoon.
That was
dogs.
Never true. But the didn't you like the phrase raccoon dog? There was another new thing I hadn't heard before.
But you know, I saw.
Have you heard of a raccoon dog?
For the first time last week, suddenly raccoon dogs were on my Instagram feed, and I go, I've never seen one of these fucking things. Swear to God, last week, you know, I think I even sent you one.
Yeah, we're always sending animal videos.
And so I'd never seen this thing, never knew it existed, didn't know how it could possibly exist some kind of canine that looks like a raccoon.
It's a fox.
And then a week later,
raccoon dogs.
A week later,
do you hear the theory is that the dogs were being stored below birds. They were also selling in the wet market, and so that COVID is a bird flu. So they think that the birds shedded the virus onto the dogs, and then humans got it from that.
Look at that.
But they're never going to know because the Chinese are a bunch of liars.
Well, that's the thing.
They don't release any information.
They found all the data, and then they asked the Chinese scientists about it, and then they're like, what data? They're like, the data you had up on the server. They're like, well, no, it's gone.
There's no data. They lied.
Like the raccoon dogs, which we never heard of until a week ago.
But I want a raccoon dog.
No,
I'd like
don't.
A raccoon
it's
dog.
It's a fox.
Foxes are great. We have Instagram foxes. Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh,
they're
on.
Really nice. I fed a fox a Snickers once in Vail, Colorado. It came running in the distance to me, and I gave it. I was drinking too much whiskey, and I took the Snickers out, and I got down, and it ate it, and then it went off.
What kind of whiskey?
I don't remember. I'm sweating. But I do remember that fox. 100 yards he came through the snow to get that Snickers.
I'd like to see a raccoon dog on your Ring camera. Farrison has a Ring camera at his house, and his driveway is like one of these wildlife crossings.
It's the same animal park.
He had this bobcat the other night that was just moseying along like it had cut out of school, just meandering slowly through the driveway.
That was a mountain lion, wasn't it?
That too, but last night.
We had a bobcat, wow.
And last night, and the coyotes every night, the coyotes were hilarious last night. They, out of nowhere, they'll just start going off, and they went right outside my kid's window at like 10. He was dead tired, so he didn't hear it. But then the neighbors start blasting they blast some electronic horn or you hear the pots and pans banging on him. But this guy did not stop. And then, of course, he came into my front yard. Lovely, lovely creatures.
Did you pull the wire out of your power steering?
You know, okay.
Could have been a rat.
Okay. I missed that part of the story. When the steering didn't work, I started immediately thinking about catalytic converter thieves. And is there some power steering version of that going on with the Land Rover Defender, right? I was soundly mocked by the Land Rover people for even suggesting it. But I immediately checked my security cameras. There was a guy in my driveway.
Come on.
The guy that has been in my truck twice.
Yeah, yeah.
He came through again.
Really?
But the door was locked. I finally learned how to lock my doors. He walked right through. And then I thought, for sure, there's got to be some correlation. The camera picked him up kind of leaving the truck, but he had been near the truck. Turns out, complete coincidence.
This guy, though. Who is this guy?
He's just some Scrappy the meth head who lives in the neighborhood or somewhere around there.
There's not a lot of meth heads in your neighborhood.
He goes on long walks at 2 a.m.
Must be 20 miles.
Season. He doesn't know how to carry that little, you know, that little Ralph's bag, the little disposable one. He doesn't know how to carry it by both handles. It's like hanging open, and he's just walking, and he's happy, and he's looking in cars. I don't begrudge him his business. He's got to make a living.
Long walk from wherever.
I'm sure he found some stuff, but I thought for sure he had something to do with it. Turns out, no.
Either loose wire.
Well, you're close to the VA, right?
Not really.
Uh-huh.
That's a long walk. A
couple miles.
Well, thanks. Why don't we just give everybody my address,
GPS.
Johnny?
A couple miles.
His longitude and latitude. Drop a pin for all the listeners.
The VA takes care of its homeless vets, and they have them on the property now, and they're giving them the care they need, and we're all very happy about that.
I'm just saying there was a big homeless encampment.
Yeah, but it's not there anymore.
Oh, okay. The
VA finally stepped up.
Okay. Good. As they should.
And those guys are getting the help they need, and it's nice. No, we have no problems like that here, except for that guy. And that's life in the big city, ladies and gentlemen. That's
Johnny loved his whiskey.
It's fun. What do you want from me? You want me to lie? It's so horrible. It's horrible.
We're going to bury him in a in an oak casket.
Put me in a hog's head.
Barrel.
In a hog's head.
Have you made your plans for your death yet?
No.
No? So if you die in this Bugatti, no one's going to know what to do with you? I'm going to get you cremated.
No, my wife knows what I want.
What do you want?
I want to be buried.
You want to be buried your body?
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
What's left of it?
What's left of it?
Why?
I don't know.
Son can visit.
What?
So someone.
I just always wanted to be buried in L.A.
I just want to be cremated. Yeah, I don't want people to be bothered.
Burn me up and throw me away.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's the point?
Yeah. Fire me out of one of those T-shirt cannons.
Flush me down the toilet.
All right. I'll flush you down the toilet. For sure. You. It's
garbage at that point. All right.
Any special
fetish
toilet?
About holding on to the ashes. What are we holding on to ashes
Yeah,
for?
It's weird.
Oh, that's really them in there. Yeah.
Sometimes there's a bone shard, you can see.
Yeah, but they mix you up with a few different people, Ferriston.
I know.
You don't know who you're getting.
No. You know what we Catholics do? We wake the body.
Yeah.
You get to go see the dead person.
Make sure they're dead.
I've been to those. Those are. I hate those.
I go to those all the time.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Or I did when I was a kid. And then you put them in the ground. I actually didn't mind it. Because you could see that what made them alive is no longer there.
That's so weird.
The weirdest moment is leaving them after they lower the casket in the ground. You're like, okay, I guess they sleep there now.
The weird moment is when people are talking about how good he looks. He looks just like when he was alive.
I remember.
No, he doesn't.
My friend Brandon.
He absolutely doesn't look like when he was alive.
No.
My friend Brent died when he was like 25, and he was Jewish, but for some reason they had an open casket funeral, which I've never seen at a Jewish
funeral. That's not Jewish.
It was weird. Brent Chalem, very Jewish, and he looked awful. It was he got some crazy virus that killed him, and it was just like,
why are you telling
meningitis?
Why am I telling? Because we're talking about open casket funerals.
Spike's Open Casket Radio.
Let's collect dead people.
We could have ended this show 10 minutes ago. We should have. We've been so morbid. But we've been surrounded by death.
Going to take some of those expensive coins, number 6 on the list, and put them on their eyes.
You know who else died? Shecky from Letterman, who was I also interned under Shecky. He was the footage guy for Late Night with David Letterman. Shecky footage, one of the greatest guys. Worked with Ed Hall, one of the three original bosses that I had when I got into entertainment. Gone.
What happened to him?
Shecky. I guess he had a long illness. Didn't really say.
Swedish what is Shecky short for?
Richard Sheckman. Rick Sheckman. But was on the early days of Letterman and Late Night, and we loved him on that staff. He was one of the greats. And he was one of those people who took me under his wing and taught me that element of the business, how to clear footage and how to clear photographs. Couldn't have been more exciting. Would send me out into the libraries. It was that whole thing where I was tearing pages out of books to put them in Weekend Update or use them for Dave's monologue.
You're just vandalizing library books.
I still use one of his rules because the writers would say, we need some footage of Live at 5 lady saying this, and I'd go find it. And I go, what do you want me to tell him as far as clearing it for and paying for it? And he goes, well, let's just air it and then we'll see what happens.
Oh, clearance specialist.
I said, that's how you do it? He goes, yeah, most people don't see it. It's Dave, it's late night. They don't see it. This is way back when. So, if they ask, we'll pay it now. But more often than not, we'll just air it and then see if they notice. And then we'll pay them a little something after the fact.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Kids take notes.
Yeah. Now you get sued for that. But it was so fun. I loved it. I did that for many years, Zuckerman. I used those Shecky rules. They're good rules. And Ed Hall, who was a photo researcher, ended up being the announcer on Leno's show, on The Really? Tonight Show, yeah, and lives out here now. Those two guys.
Still alive.
Ed is. Shecky's not.
Yeah.
Bob Pook, I think, is the graphics guy. They're all responsible for your friend Spike and indirectly for this show right here. So blame them.
and also Mr. Milkers.
And John Head, who we loved. I had coffee with our mutual friend John Fortenberry just today, and we reminisced about him, and it's about all you can do, I guess. And my friends who knew Shecky too did that with my live ball crew, who some of them played for or worked for Letterman. We're just memories after that, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just nothing.
We'll have 300 ridiculous shows where we talk about poop and other things to leave.
That's right.
That's our legacy.
That's our legacy for many generations. That's our show.
That's our show.
Good night.
We'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.